What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rhythm, you throw in the interception, pick six by Bud Clark. Comfortable 13-point lead. And in my opinion, the way that first half went, it's a big drive for the North Carolina defense.
That was the Capital One rewarding performance, and this is a rewarding run as Gavorian Barnes is at the gate, inside the 30, to the 10, touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flags.
All right, we're going to have Eric Wood here on in a minute. I just put the poll up, settle the debate between Matt Bove and me. Does the word R-O-U-T-E, as in R-O-U-T-E 20, sound like route or root? It's route 20. That's what I say. Route 5, not route 5. You could say that. I know what you're talking about. But you know, wide receivers don't run routes. They run routes. And that's directional, right? Come on. What are we doing here? So go and check it out at Sal Sports on X. I'm already losing this battle here. On 10 votes, it's 6-4, 60-40. I just put it up. It's only 10 votes in. Come on. 803-0550 is the number to call. We are going to hook up here with Eric Wood very shortly. Eric, of course, what did his Louisville team do? I got to check that out. When do they play? Did they play already? Let me see. Hold on. Oh, by the way, you know what's happening right now? Starting right now, I think Jessica Pegula is about to play too. She is in the quarterfinals looking to get to the semifinals of the U.S. Open for the second straight year. And, of course, last year, remember, she did make the finals of the U.S. Open. 51-17. Louisville beat Eastern Kentucky. And I'm sure Eric was sweating that one out all the way. Joins me right now in the Western Hotline. What's up, buddy? Good morning to you.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? You actually went to the game on Saturday with the family. And I gave the notice beforehand. We could either leave at halftime, maybe end of the third quarter, or if we stick around the whole time, then we can go on the field after the game and goof around, but I wouldn't probably recommend that. And there was about 4 minutes left in the second quarter, and I was getting pressured to leave. So, that was the blowout you hoped for in week one.
Settle a debate for us, at least give us your opinion. If you are driving down and someone said to you, would you say you're driving down Route 20 or Route 20?
Probably Route 20.
Man, you and Bove. See, I say route. And the reason why I'm like, it's a route. You don't run a passing route. You run a passing route, right? Like a wide receiver. If it's directional and it's got to be a route.
That's just what hit my brain first. You might
okay.
Be right on this.
All right.
But I would say like, yeah, I'm driving down Route 56 or Route 20, but, you're going to take a different somewhere. And I understand that it's spelled the same and probably should
be
the same.
All right. Well, I just put it up on Twitter and people can vote on it. All right. Well, speaking of Louisville, The Bills will be playing against former Louisville quarterback, of course, Lamar Jackson, as the battle of the last two most valuable players, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I mean, how pumped are you for Sunday night for an opener like this?
I mean, it's as big as it gets. Now, you wish that, you know, we didn't have so many question marks with some injuries and whatnot. But all that being said, you know, you get to look forward to this matchup all offseason when the schedule's released, and you're going to have big-time playoff implications that come from this game. And, you know, whoever wins this one is going to have a big-time leg up at potentially getting that number one overall seed. So, you know, these teams are very familiar with themselves. The Ravens' last game of the season last year was against the Bills, and our second last game of the season was against them. And it's going to be a fun one. There's going to be plenty of star power out there, that's for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you look at the Bills this year, some of the changes they went through, one of the things that I talked a little bit about here earlier today, I think maybe under the radar, special teams and Chris Tabor. And the reason I bring it up, Eric, I went back and looked. Three of the last four openers, the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown. They gave one up last year in a kick return to the Cardinals, a punt return in overtime to lose the game against the Jets the year before, and a blocked punt return for a touchdown against the Steelers in 2021. That is an area where I think the Bills can try to find some margins where they could be a little bit better and have an advantage.
Yeah, you're right. And you certainly have plenty of room to improve based on those stats on the openers. I hadn't realized that, but yeah, as you started going through them, I'm like, yep, I remember all three of those plays and, you know, did to, you know, determine the outcomes of the game. And so, or make them closer than you would have liked to in those instances. So yeah, special teams, when you have two evenly matched teams like the Ravens and Bills, a lot of it's going to come down to the turnover battle. The Bills win the playoff game 3-0. We end up beating them. You know, special teams plays can play a big factor. And then who can make those game changing plays when they present themselves? I mean, you know, I don't know that the writing was on the wall the very first play of the game against the Ravens when Derrick Henry takes it to the house, 80-something yards. But, you know, those big plays, those kind of game-changing plays, special teams and turnovers play a huge factor. Because if your special teams, you know, we're talking about touchdowns that the Bills up. If you can win the field position battle in a game where it's fairly evenly matched, even, you know, coming from your special teams plays, that can be a major factor in who wins the game.
Eric Wood here on the West Hur Hotline. Josh Allen, of course, voted by the players last night number three in the NFL in the top 100. And I know everybody wants their guy to be number one. I have really kind of no issue with the top three in any order. I think what Saquon did last year was amazing. He wound up number one. Lamar Jackson, number two. Josh Allen, number three. We can have this debate about MVP, and we did a little bit too much ad nauseum last year between all three of them, even especially Lamar and Josh. But, boy, how cool is it to have a Buffalo Bills player number three voted overall in the top 100?
Yeah, it's a big-time honor. And unless they've changed the voting process, there's not a ton of science to this. You know, at the time when I was playing, they kind of passed out ballots, and you'd write down guys and, you know, write down some teammates or you know, guys that you had a lot of respect for throughout the league, or maybe guys that you're just friends with. And, you know, it is what it is. And you know, Josh is getting all the credit that he deserves at this point of his career, being, you know, top 1, 2, 3 quarterback in the NFL, however you see it. He's earned the recognition that he's getting at this point of career now. So it's certainly cool, but, you know, unless it's changed a lot, there's not a lot of, you know, science behind these top 100 rankings that come out voted on by the players.
What are you most excited about with the defense this year? These are a lot of changes. The offense has pretty much been the same group, a couple receivers out, a couple receivers in. What are you most excited about the Bills' defense this year and the changes, Eric?
Well, I'll say this. I'm excited, knock on wood, to see Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano start the season healthy next to each other. I think that could be the top linebacker, off-ball linebacker duo in the entire NFL. Another thing that excites me would be, you know, this kind of resurgence of young talent across that defensive line. I know Max Harrison's injured at this point, but influxing this defense with a lot of talented young guys. And I'm going to throw Cole Bishop in there too. Second-year player, size, athleticism. I just feel like this defense as a whole has a lot more upside than maybe groups in the past, where you had, you know, a consistent, you know, you kind of knew what you were getting from this Bills defense, which at times is playing at an extremely high level under Sean McDermott. But this year, with all of the young defensive linemen we've drafted, we brought in Joey Bosa. Of course, there's question marks and injuries, whatever. I just feel like this group as a whole defensively has a lot more upside than maybe groups from the past, just based upon how much youth and athleticism we have.
Eric Wood here on the Wester Hotline. Of course, Josh Allen in the offense, James Cook back in the fold, and of course, at a really terrific offensive line. How good can this offensive line be? How good are they, Eric? I know you have a very high regard for this offensive line and believe they could very well already be the best in the league.
Yeah, I think they're one of the tops in the league, and I think they have been for a few years now. And Aaron Cromer's done a great job with this group, and this is a group last year that had gave up the least amount of sacks in the NFL, also one of the highest yards before contact for a running back. So getting it done in the pass game and the run game, you return everybody, you have all that continuity. Second year with the offensive coordinator, I think, you know, the sky is the limit for this group, and you just hope that they're able to stay healthy again. And, you know, a good an offensive line can make quarterbacks and running backs look better, and vice versa. And I think Josh Allen and James Cook do a good job at times of making this offensive line, who is really good, look even better with the vision that James Cook can run with. And, you know, a guy squirts free in the backfield and he makes a miss and picks up 5 on the play. And, you know, other running backs might have had a few yard loss in the play. And so I think as a group, they work really well together in tandem with Josh and James, or whoever's that running back there.
What did you watch Bill Belichick in North Carolina last night?
I watched the first part of it, and I don't know. I looked at the spread beforehand, and something to me just said, like, they're begging you to bet North Carolina in this. And, yeah, they got the break speed off them. And, you know, I'm not a Bill Belichick fan per se. Just the lack of success we had against him throughout the years. And that had to be pretty humbling for him last night. I don't know what the expectations are for them kind of throughout the season, but they got throttled. They got throttled last night, and I don't think too many Bills fans were sad to see it.
Eric Wood, what do you got coming up this week? I think you just recorded a pod, right? Who do you have on?
Yeah, Mitch Morse. So nice. Mitch Morse, it's going to be his first regular season game out since he's not been playing for this first year of retirement. So kind of talking through all of that, the emotions around that, how much different it is now. He's doing some media stuff now. He just released his podcast, Monday Mornings with Mitch. First guest was Josh Allen, so we promoted that. That's part of the reason he's talking to be making more of the podcast rounds and whatnot, to promote his podcast as well. But it's always fun sitting down with him. We had some fun, you know, kind of center-to-center talk on the podcast. And if you haven't checked out his episode with Josh, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Where can people find it, Eric?
You can find either of our podcasts, but certainly on Buffalo Podcast, you can find YouTube, anywhere where you find your podcast out there.
All right, buddy. Listen, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And we're finally here, buddy. We got 18 weeks of hopefully fun, even though it's a grind. It's a fun grind, and looking forward to it. And then, of course, many more after that, hopefully.
I know. I'm excited about it, brother. And I don't know if this preseason felt longer to anyone else out there, but this felt like a long preseason making those calls. It ended on a high note as well. You know, I'll say that. It was fun calling, you know, Shane Buechele, watching Shavers make plays in that Bucks game, and Frank Gore continued to make plays. But it felt like a really long preseason, and excited to get this regular season rolling with you.
You got it. Eric Wood. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great day. I'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. You too. See you, brother.
All right, that is Eric Wood, the color analyst on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. He will join Chris Brown in the radio booth. I'll be down on the sidelines, and of course, we'll have Bills Ravens coverage for you all day long here on WGR, and then kickoff at 8:20 p.m. Also, Saturday, before the home opener, before week one begins, join us at Rally on the River. It's the home opener festival. It's Saturday at Buffalo Riverworks. Sports Talk Saturday is going to kick it off at 10 a.m. with Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly. Plus, I'm going to be there from noon to 2. Admission is free. Enjoy the Mafia Boat Parade at 1, the official after party at 3, autographs with Deion Dawkins, live music, local vendors, rides, bounce houses, chalk artists, Rally on the River, September 6th at Buffalo Riverworks. That's this Saturday. Go to buffaloriverworks.com for more info. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Tuesday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.